be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
When you turn on the evening news, do you see what you want to see or what you need to see? Welcome to Bread for the Journey, Ordinary People Doing Extraordinary Deeds, with your host, Mariana Cacciatore. It seems like more often than not, the good news and people that are making it are buried into a two-minute feature piece near the end of the report. What about giving these people and this kind of news a full hour every week? Now, here's your host, Mariana Cacciatore.
Good morning. We've got a great show for you today, and I'd like to introduce you to my friend Gary Malkin. He's an award-winning composer, producer, and performer who's received multiple Emmy, ASCAP, and Clio Awards, acknowledging his work in film and television over the last three decades. He served as artistic director for the Global Healing Conferences, featuring Archbishop Desmond Tutu and other Nobel laureates. He's created the music for the Awakening the Dreamer Symposium, a program of Pachamama Alliance. He also created the music with Dan Alvarez for the documentary Thrive, What on Earth Will It Take? Gary serves as the director for the Arts for Transformation and Healing program for the nonprofit Soul Sanctuary, which supports people facing their life transitions with greater compassion and presence. His internationally acclaimed CD book, Graceful Passages, which he co-created with Michael Stillwater, has touched over 500,000 lives, awakening people to the preciousness of life. So thank you so much for joining me this morning, Gary.
What a pleasure. Thank you, Mariana. It's a delight to be here.
Great. I'm glad you're here. I'd like to begin by talking about the two CD set called Graceful Passages. You composed the music for it. One CD is spoken word with your music behind the voices, and the second CD is your music alone. And you recorded voices of experts in the field of loss and transition, and they speak about what they've learned and what they know in a way that actually sounds like poetry, and your music really makes their words shine. Yeah. And so I'd like our listeners, before we begin talking about it, to hear an excerpt of a spoken word done by Lou Epstein. It's at the beginning of the CD called Letting Yourself Be Loved.
No one has ever prepared us for this experience. We think it's the end. No. It's another beginning. Another beginning. It's knowing that you loved. Knowing that you loved. It's not easy letting yourself be loved. Of course, we've learned to judge ourselves. We're always judging ourselves. But I learned to listen that I was loved. I was loved. and then I would forget that I was loved. Those were the most painful times for me, forgetting that I was loved. So you've let yourself be loved while you've been here. And you've judged yourself. And you've forgotten that you were loved. And you became alone. But you will always be here. You are blessed. You are forgiven. You are an angel. You have to listen that you're loved. And you have to forgive all the time. Listen that you're loved. Farewell, my daughter. Farewell, my father. Farewell, my mother. Farewell, my sister. Farewell, my brother. Thank you for letting me love you. Thank you for letting yourself be loved.
As I said, in the second CD, it's just the music that we're listening to. And when I can't tell you how many CDs I've purchased for people over the years, just because I worked so long in the field of grief, and I have lots of, the grief is my field, right? And so, when I now listen to it, I don't listen to the spoken word all that often anymore, but I do listen to the instrumental music. And now when I hear the instrumental pieces, everything that happened to me as I listen to those words reemerges. All I need to do is to hear that music and be triggered. Can you talk a little bit about, did you realize that's what it would be like when you were creating what you created and what it was like in the beginning when you were putting all of this together with Michael?
Wow. Okay. Well, first of all, you just, there's a lot to say about what you just said. So first of all, when we first created this, Michael and I wanted to create, it started originally with Michael, who's a spontaneous songwriter. He was working with hospice in Tacoma. What he noticed was when he was at the bedside of families that had a loved one who was dying, that they were just pregnant with denial, with fear, with an inability to say what wanted to be said, with assurances that you'll be fine, but not admitting the truth. And everybody was just completely uncomfortable in many circumstances. And what he found was that when he created an intentional music experience, that people just dropped in and listened to music with their heart, everything changed. and accelerated the forgivenesses, the appreciations, the I love yous, everything's, you know, the goodbyes even. And so what Michael, who is a great lover of my music, said, you know, if I were going to die, the person whose music I'd love to hear is Gary's, which is an incredible compliment. And so he came to me and we started to explore a new genre. And at the time, Mariana, we didn't know that this was, in fact, an innovation in contemplative listening practices that would cultivate an accelerated way to drop in to your heart, number one, but also to cultivate what we call integrative acceptance, which is this sense of knowing that all is well no matter what the outcome, knowing that in our hearts, no matter whether the person dies or not, that all is well, and a sense of faith in something that continues no matter what ends, you know, no matter what life
is. I do understand, yes. Right.
Yeah. So we explored this genre very much like brailing our way, where we asked these amazing people like Ram Dass and Thich Nhat Hanh and Elizabeth Kubler-Ross and others, we said, if a loved one of yours was going to be dying very shortly, what would you say to them? And we had them extemporaneously, spontaneously speak from their heart. And that's the key. What we learned was that when there's not a scripted part, I almost believe that, but these days with the renaissance of brain research, you can prove that when you're speaking, extemporaneously, that it's like a transmission, uh-huh, direct from source, direct, uh-huh, from your heart, you know?
Right.
So we got people to speak from that place. And then we edited those words as if it were a film. And then, this is the key, we actually used my career as a film composer, the aesthetics and techniques of the film scoring art. Now, when you think about what that is, just for a minute, when you go to a movie, imagine what it's like to go to a film when there is no music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a dry, it's very difficult to feel anything.
Right, right.
Right? Because music is the emotional language. Music,
right,
is universal.
Right.
So, a lot of the consciousness, guided imagery, new age materials up until the point Graceful came out was that people didn't see most film composers didn't see that there was much lucrative benefits in exploring this realm of spiritual and emotional consciousness evolution. So nobody ever applied the art of film scoring to consciousness, to this degree.
Right. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And the key to why Graceful had such a phenomenal response from people all over the world is I'm firmly convinced that it's because for 100 years we've all been trained, because we go to movies, we watch TV, we've been trained and entrained, the word entrained, to respond emotionally to a hand-in-glove relationship to content and music. Every time we see a TV show or a film, it's subliminal, but we're manipulated emotionally to feel. And so when you think about it, music, and especially film score quality music, is in a sense an assimilative tool. It's a tool that helps trigger your awareness of what's emotionally happening in that given moment. So what we didn't realize that we were inventing was many experts in the field in trauma resolution, in grief resolution, and in emotional cultivation, emotional intelligence cultivation. They say that this modality, the Graceful Passages represents, is an innovation in the field of tools to cultivate emotional and spiritual intelligence, coherence, presence, connection, whatever you want to say.
Right.
And we're calling it now a neuro-imaginal wisdom. We're getting permission from our friends who coined that phrase. But that word, neuro-imaginal, sums up for me what this is, because it reaches the part of the brain and the heart that listens with the heart, you know, the left, right side, and then the left side, which processes content and cognitive information. So that's why, you know, I can geek out on all the reasons why I think this works, because I've had 10 years now since its release to process, like, what's really going on here, you know? And so to go even further, honestly, the spoken word inspired the music as a composer.
Right.
So when you hear the music, I think, and this is, you know, I used to only say this to my friends because I used to be afraid people would think I was too woo-woo, but I believe in my heart that the intent of the speakers is watermarked inside the music in some magical way that that creates the phenomenon that you've talked about, Mariana, which is you listen to the version with words and music, but then when you hear the music, it conveys the message of the speaker without the words in some remarkable way.
Yeah, and having been so long in the world of grief, one of the things I'm aware of is that if I were to play this music at the time of somebody I love's passing, maybe they would listen to the spoken word and the music and then music afterwards. Long after they are gone, I can use that music as a way to bring me back in touch and connected with them, as a way to continue to process the grief I need to process after they're gone.
Exactly.
As a way to help move on to the next, you know, to this thing that you call this integrative acceptance that all is well.
Right.
Even though this person we love is no longer in physical form.
Right, right. It's very, very true. I love that it has that. It's almost like, you know, the phrase object constancy with child development is a phrase that refers to the baby knowing that the mother is there, whether they're there or not physically. And in a similar way, the music provides a security blanket of a touch point or a talisman, if you will,
right,
of the experience that is comforting. Right. But, you know, Mariana, the other thing is, you know, there are many people who might be listening to this who might have already felt like, oh, I better tune off because this is about grief or this is about dying. And I just, to those people who have a knee-jerk reaction to wanting to say, oh, this doesn't pertain to me, and I don't know anybody that's going through this, and I'm not, you know. But what I want to say is that, like, what I've learned is that the dying process is the mother of all life. That, you know, that we begin dying the moment we're born, as the Dalai Lama says, as we prepare ourselves for the most human of acts, which is as natural as being born. And we die in little ways every day. We don't get what we want.
Yeah, yes, I do.
So the relationship to dying is, so if for those of you who think that it's not important, Woody Allen says, you know, I don't mind dying, I just don't want to be there when it happens. And I say, you know, the last time I checked, the death statistic is still one per person. So I don't think any of us can escape this one, you know?
Thank you, Gary. And to our listeners, we've got to take a break. So we'll be back in just a moment. We are talking to Gary Malkin, award-winning composer, producer, performer, and public speaker. He's the founder of Wisdom of the World Media for a Meaningful Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got lots more to talk about.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
So are you connected to the meaning of your life? Are your relationships and career satisfying and fulfilling? How about your parenting? Are you feeling some challenges there? Listen for He Said, She Said every week with husband and wife, Jonathan Nadelman and Carrie Dino. In addition to being married and the parents of a spirited daughter, Carrie and Jonathan share over 40 years of clinical experience as psychotherapists and want to hear all about the challenges you're facing. He Said, She Said airs live Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
Are you a business innovator or are you just sitting on the sidelines?
Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are tuned in to Bread for the Journey, ordinary people doing extraordinary deeds, with your host, Mariana Cacciatore. If you have a question or comment about the program, or have an idea for a person you would like featured on a future program, please send an email to bfjradio@gmail.com. That's bfjradio@gmail.com. And now, back to Bread for the Journey.
We are back, and we're talking to Gary Malkin, composer extraordinaire and founder of Wisdom of the World Media for a Meaningful Life. In our previous segment, we talked a little bit about this continuous thing that happens within us when we hear the music that we heard when something important happened. And so in the earlier segment, we played the spoken word with the music in the background to one of the cuts. Now I'd like to have you hear just the music part without the spoken word. Gary, that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
And you know, Mariana, one of the things I want to say about that is that I've used those instrumental tracks in many presentations and workshops as a backdrop to elicit transparent and authentic communication. And it's a beautiful, when you put it on in the background in a subliminal way, what I've said is it's an environmental tuner. It tunes the environment to the key of compassion. But it also, if you turn it a little louder and you use it for authentic sharing between you and a loved one, there's something about the music that inspires open-hearted communication in a way that's extremely healing, especially if there's things that you want to say that haven't been said for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to use music in an intentional way to catalyze and elicit authentic sharing. I've seen it over and over again, and it's very powerful.
Well, that's great. Is what exactly what you said in the beginning, that, you know, what Michael Stillwater was experiencing when he was with families that were.
Yeah.
That's great. So now you have taken this this CD, and so much has happened in these 10 years. One of the other projects that you've talked about that you're working with is called Music is Medicine for the Heart. And I thought that phrase was so beautiful. We ended up using it in the promo for this. And so the people who are listening, that might have been one of the phrases that caught their attention. Can you tell us what Music is Medicine for the Heart is?
Well, that's a title for a talk that I give, or that either on teleseminars or public speeches. And really, it's a way for people to reintroduce themselves to the miracle that music is. I don't know if I'm sure you know about what holotropic breathing is, right?
Right. But our audience may not.
Well, it's the work that Stan Groff founded. And one of the things I found really fascinating as an analogy or a metaphor is that you can actually induce states of extreme shifts of consciousness just by new ways of using oxygen in the breath.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no substance involved. It's simply changing the way you breathe in a circular way and very intentional. And it changes your consciousness and catalyzes deep, deep healing processes. Well, a lot of what Music is Medicine for the Heart is that everyone is an expert around the music they love, but very few people understand how to use music as an inductive tool to awaken that which is hiding within inside one's heart and spirit, and in order to bring it up for healing or for awareness or for deepening one's sense of connection to oneself and source itself, you know.
Right.
So what I like to do is really reimagine together. Stop taking for granted our old friend of music, which we use to awaken nostalgia or to dance or to fill empty space and make us feel more comfortable rather than that emptiness of silence, and start to be more intentional around what music actually can do.
Oh, this is beautiful.
So one of the things that I say is, you know, that I don't, first of all, the many people say that the universe was created through frequency. You know, even the Big Bang, it refers this regard of vibration as being the kind of the source, the mother of all things, right? Mm-hmm. Even in the ancient Indian tradition, Nada Brahma, sound is God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I say is that just let's look at this for a minute. You know, like in the womb, 24 weeks in utero is the very first sense to come into the human being is listening. And it's been proven that the very last sense to go before we die is listening. And what that speaks to is it's kind of a clue or a wink, in my view, from the universe. It says there's something remarkable about sound, vibration, frequency, resonance. All these are very powerful words that speak to the mystery of the unseen. The mystery mm-hmm. of the unseen, you know, source, spirit, God, all that is, great mystery. And there is a direct relationship to how, not only sound itself, Mariana, but how we listen. Like listening itself, there's this famous man named Alfred Tomatis, who actually developed a healing practice that had to do with using listening as a tool for healing all kinds of ailments. So there is a mystery, the mystery of listening, and that's what Music is Medicine for the Heart is that if we cataloged how each type of music really affected us, that did it awaken our body, did it awaken our spirits, our mind, our soul, our heart, and I really do believe you can, like a film composer, only you know you can create soundtracks for your daily life. So there's all kinds of ways that we can go into that kind of depth. And that's what that really refers to.
Well, you've inspired me because, you know, I'm constantly in situations where I'm in a leadership role, and I oftentimes will play a piece of music because that puts me in a place before I know I'm speaking to an audience. Or I'll watch a video. I've got a few videos that move me and inspire me. But you've inspired me just in this conversation to maybe go back through my iPod collection and create a playlist called, I don't know, I guess I'll call it Music is Medicine for the Heart.
Yeah, well, you know what's really fun, Mariana, is that you get present and you listen to a piece of music. And I take people through an exercise of, I call it engaging the five portals. And I call it body, mind, heart, spirit, and soul. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned is that there are different musics that awaken each of those portals more than the others. And and if we're not engaged with each of those five portals in one way or another, in other words, if there is not a hookup, at least a hookup, you know, we have strengths and weaknesses in each of those portals. Mm-hmm. But if there's no hookup at all, that is the precursor to dis-ease, frankly.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know, so I want to go back to an experience of Graceful Passages, which is so graphic. There was this situation where this person was in extreme sorrow in the middle of a dying process, and part of the reason was that all the people that were surrounding them were completely freaking out. They weren't accepting what was happening. They were completely ill-equipped to understand how to deal with the situation. And it was making the person who was in the dying role so upset that nobody even knew that was the source of the upset.
Right.
And the hospice, there was more medication, and the hospice worker was trying to figure out what was happening, and it was chaos. And that was Friday night, and Saturday morning a friend came and played and said, "I have something I want you all to listen to." And he took the family members out away. They had somebody be with the one who was dying. And he took all the family members and played them Letting Yourself Be Loved, just that one track.
Mm-hmm.
And they all started to cry. They all hugged. They all said, "Oh, my God." They just like basically unwound the telephone cord.
Mm-hmm.
And they went back in and they played the whole track for their beloved. And by Monday morning, the hospice worker came back and everything was completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "What's the matter? Did they change the medication? What happened? How's everything feels so wonderful here?" And all they had done was allow themselves to let the power of music drop them in to this integrative acceptance place, this place. Mm-hmm. And we just so underestimate, we think that pharmacology is the only way that those things can, you know, that we can only achieve those kinds of alleviations of suffering through pharmaceuticals. And I have to tell you, I have hundreds, if not thousands of stories to share with you about how music can profoundly shift the course of a moment, a day, a life, you know. So just had to tell that story.
That's a great story. It's got so many applications in so many settings. I mean, mediators should be thinking about music as a way to facilitate a process between two or arbitrators.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah,
that's brilliant. I mean, I've often thought a great way to sell life insurance is is to play a track of Graceful, and then because you know the denial of death is so institutionalized and common everywhere that the moment you actually just like accept that you're not going to be here forever, you realize what kind of estate do I want to leave for my family? You know, and most people don't deal with it because they don't want to accept that they're going to die.
Right. Gary, this has been so exciting to talk to you, and we have one more segment left, but I thought maybe we'd leave a minute here at the end to close out this segment with another piece of your music.
Great.
And to our listeners, we'll be back in a few minutes. Stay with us. We're talking to Gary Malkin, composer and founder of Wisdom of the World Media for a Meaningful Life.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Ever wondered what private investigators really do and how they go about solving cases?
Each week, PIs Declassified gives a glimpse into this little-known world. Join your host, Francie Kaler, a noted private investigator, in conversations with detectives and experts in the field. False confessions, forensic evidence, finding missing persons, exposing fraud, exonerating the innocent. All areas that Francie and her guests will cover. And have they got stories to tell? Tune in and call in to the live show Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on Voice America Variety.
In the spirit of Have Couch, Will Travel, Dr. Carol Lieberman creates a haven of sanity in an increasingly insane world. Each day we are bombarded with news of events that have never crossed our wildest nightmares. Society is spiraling out of control and everyone is reeling from it. But now there's an answer. The best way to keep sane in this insane world is to tune in to Dr. Carol's Couch on Voice America. Dr. Carol, a certified media psychiatrist, will broadcast live from her Beverly Hills office every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Call or log in and get help with whatever is sending you reeling, whenever you need a soothing voice to calm and advise you. That's Dr. Carol's Couch every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Are you struggling to find hope in the middle of adversity? How confident are you in dealing with your life challenges? Do you realize you have the ability to overcome your obstacles? You'll want to tune in to Louise Cohen's Changing Obstacles into New Possibilities. Louise will speak to inspiring guests who have helped others or managed to overcome the roadblocks that stood in the way of their life success. Louise Cohen's Changing Obstacles into New Possibilities broadcasts live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are tuned in to Bread for the Journey, ordinary people doing extraordinary deeds, with your host, Mariana Cacciatore. If you have a question or comment about the program, or have an idea for a person you would like featured on a future program, please send an email to bfjradio@gmail.com. That's bfjradio@gmail.com. And now, back to Bread for the Journey.
Welcome back, and we've been talking to Gary Malkin, award-winning composer, producer, performer, and public speaker. He's the founder of Wisdom of the World Media for a Meaningful Life. And in this segment, Gary, I'd like to talk about that project, Wisdom of the World Media for a Meaningful Life. What is it?
Well, what inspired the Wisdom of the World brand is really the epiphanies and revelations that came from discovering what happened when we recorded the authentic, intimate messages of thought leaders, in, like we did in Graceful Passages, set to film score music. And when it was released 10, 11 years ago now, was so extraordinary. We started to say, what's going on here? And that's when, and that's when we started to realize that this was a whole new contemplative listening practice that accelerated emotional intelligence. If you think about what emotional intelligence is, one of the hallmarks, that's the famous phrase that Daniel Goleman coined, that one of the hallmarks that I've found to be true for emotional and spiritual intelligence specifically is this belief, this experience of the witness within. Now, if you're walking through life completely identified with everything you're doing and saying, essentially there's no inner self watching. There's no witness. You're simply ego identified with every action that you are doing and saying in the world, right? Mm-hmm. And often what happens when that occurs, Mariana, is there's a tendency for the shadow, for the greed, for the self-absorption, for the all the shadowy parts of ourselves to manifest without any sense of kind of reining that into some higher self function, right? So what we found was when you listen to these tracks with music, this particular neuro-imaginal wisdom concept, it seems to bring you closer to an awareness of your higher self, of your relationship to source. So we started to share, for example, Graceful Passages with people who were going through the process, especially caregivers. Mm-hmm. And what we found was they had so many unresolved grief issues themselves that they couldn't even share graceful with their patients because it would awaken too many feelings in themselves.
Right.
So that's when we created the second product using the same modality called Care for the Journey, two CDs that help healthcare providers remind themselves why they got into healthcare in the first place.
Mm.
And then we moved into other formats that I've done on a guy. There's this format that we've created with New Reality, which is a device you can get on our website that is, I call it, you know, affectionately, I call it guided imagery on steroids, because it basically uses binaural beat technology, which is a form of balancing your hemispheres with light stimulation and spoken word and music. And all these modalities combined, 15-minute guided imagery on this platform is like a 3-hour nap. It drops you to delta and theta, very, you know, the states of very deep, deep rest very quickly. So wisdom of the world, to answer the long way, but I'll try to shorten it.
No, take your time.
It's about using the power of music and the arts, the multi-sensory, multi-linear experience of the arts as a way to integrate and assimilate the best of what it means to be human, to remember who you are and what matters most. And this is at the core of it, is that the arts as shaman, the arts as healer, you know. And one last thing I'll say, and then I'd love to pass it to you, is I found out about a research project by a guy named Jonathan Haidt at the University of Haidt from the University of Virginia. And he proved something that we would all laugh like, you need to prove this? It's kind of hysterical. but in our gatekeeper culture of proving things, but it proved was when we are touched and moved and inspired to goosebumps and chills and that sense of just, you know, just chills, goosebumps. What he measured was what happens to our anatomy and metabolism and physiology in that moment of awe. And he found out something very interesting, is that we jump up, our system kind of bumps up to the optimal state of metabolic and anatomic and physiological health. And what I love about this is I can then verifiably say to the audience, have you had your minimum daily requirement of a vitamin I today, vitamin inspiration? Because if you do, it'll add years to your life, you know? And I'm not kidding. You know, you can design these things, you know?
Right.
So that's what Wisdom of the World is all about, is creating holy moments of inspiration as a form of spiritual nutrients.
So can people download these things to their computer, to their pads or their phones? How does it work?
Well, so first of all our musical tracks, both spoken word as well as music only, we have this new series called Exhale, which is contemplative music for sacred space. And it's about creating a subliminal environment of music that supports compassionate creative flow, right? So that's that.
Right.
And all of this is downloadable. But we also have, we're doing an experiment on Hulu. We're trying to find out, is there an audience for people that are hungry for a media experience, 5 or 6 minutes, that uses the power of awe and inspiration as that nutrient? And so if you go to Hulu.com, Hulu.com, and you press in Wisdom of the World, for free, you'll be able to experience these things that we're calling Wisdom Films, media for human being. And they feature some of the tracks from Graceful. They also feature some messages from Bob Proctor from The Secret and Deepak Chopra and Lisa Nichols, who's a motivational speaker. And so these are Wisdom Films. And if you look at them and listen to them as if it was part of your spiritual practice, or even as a beginning, an invocation to some silence, it's a fabulous way to kind of drop you in to that state of awe in a way that really reminds you who you are and what matters most, and what matters most to you for that day or that moment. And then, it's free. You can just go online and experience it. Or you can buy the DVD from our website at wisdomoftheworld.com.
Right. Oh, this is really beautiful. So to our listeners, there you go. You'll have a lot to play with, to try to create experiences for yourself. I think the ideal way, I mean, as I said earlier, there are times when I find myself often in a place where I'm in a leadership role, and I try to create things I can listen to or watch just before I move into a presentation.
Right.
And I can't wait till the end. I mean, I want to continue our interview, but I can't wait till the end. I'm going to go to Hulu.com and experience this because I didn't know I could do that.
Well, Mariana, you know what you can even do, and I want to suggest this to anyone that convenes gatherings of anywhere from groups of three to groups of 300. When you play a track or a wisdom film for a group of people, many people focus on how to bring people together into alignment and open their hearts into a common shared purpose. Right. And as you know, when you all come into alignment in that way, we all accomplish things with much better co-creative collaboration and cooperation, right?
Yeah, I used to use them in my support groups, my grief support groups. I used music as a way for us to become centered for the first minute of being together. And I would say to people, it takes so much work to try to bring to make us a cohesive group, but music does it invisibly and it does it beautifully. So that's why we're listening to this piece of music.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the same thing with the wisdom film. And what happens is even the hardest of hearts of business meetings or whatever, right, you drop people in for 5 minutes, what happens is it lasts for at least 90 to 120 minutes. That's that feeling of dropping into connection. And for me, as far as I'm concerned, extraordinary times require extraordinary measures. Right. And my sense is that right now, in the way the culture is, that the awareness, what I call awareness fragmentation, the sense of everybody being fragmented in their attention span, I think we need tools to drop us in and stop the multitasking and the texting and really getting present together, because we're creating some nightmarish chaos with all that multitasking going on. So I say it's time to use these tools intentionally and change the way we gather together and with full attention and awareness.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful that you're doing this. It's been an enlightening interview, and although we're friends, I really didn't understand the full scope of all that you're doing and where you've come, Gary. And I'm so honored to have been able to interview you today.
Oh my God, Maya, it's such a joy, and I admire you and the Bread for the Journey. Wayne Muller is one of my biggest and most important teachers in my life, and I had a near death experience. And I happened to have a How Then Shall I Live in my hand, and it took me through coming back to this blessed moment of grace where I actually survived a near death experience on a mountain near Tibet. So I'll always be fused emotionally to Wayne and Bread for the Journey, and therefore you. So thank you for having me on.
Thank you. And for those who are listening that may not know, Wayne, that he's referring to, is Bread for the Journey's founder, Wayne Muller. And you can find him at WayneMuller.com or on Amazon. He's written a number of books. And for Bread for the Journey, he just mentioned our organization. It's a nonprofit organization that has chapters of volunteers all around the country who raise just a little bit of money from family and friends and colleagues and then pool it together and then find people in the community who are doing things that make the community more beautiful or just or healthy or vibrant. And then they give that money away with no strings attached. We don't even allow written grant proposals. We'll meet people in a relational way over a cup of tea or over a meal and just have a conversation about the work they're doing. And if the fit is right, we'll give them a small grant, sometimes right then and there on the spot. So it's an organization that could use your support. I'm the executive director of the international organization. So if you find a place in your heart to make a financial contribution, or if you'd like to start a chapter of Bread for the Journey in your community, go to our website at breadforthejourney.org. If we all pitch in a little bit, I think we can change the world. And we certainly are doing that today just in this conversation with Gary. Thank you so much, Gary.
Oh, thank you, Mariana. Thank you for the great work you're doing, and I'm honored to be with you.
Thank you. And I close today, as I do with every show, may all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. We'll see you next week, and we'll close out with a little bit of music from Gary Malkin.
my tradition, we try to practice dying every day so that we may be fully alive. What I understand of my prayer life is to place myself on the threshold of death, to participate in my dying. So that I may live each day and each moment as a gift. What I cultivate is a grateful heart. Each moment then becomes a new thing. My gratitude comes from the sheer gift of life itself.
We hope our program inspired you this week. Please join Mariana Cacciatore for another edition of Bread for the Journey next Saturday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.